That's In Excess. Need you tonight. Ocean 100. It is 7:40 on a Friday.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, and it's time for our Interesting Islanders segment, which is always a whole pile of fun, where we get to learn about someone who's interesting from Prince Edward Island. And he's chuckling across the desk at me already for some reason. This is a legendary broadcaster that you get to hear every afternoon here on Ocean 100, and you have for many, many years, since day one, every afternoon, since day one of Ocean 100, going back 40 years from now, we have the incredible Gerard Murphy.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's going on with your mic?
I have no idea. I don't operate this stuff. It's
on. It is on. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
There. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, we're going to share a microphone. How are you? Now, before we begin, I do want to say congratulations to you guys. For finally getting to the bottom of the barrel of Interesting Islanders. I didn't think you were going to get there this fast.
You're too humble. You are interesting.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
There's not many that have reached the milestone that you have.
Well,
40 years in the broadcast business.
Yeah, and it's interesting that it's all 40 years are have been on Prince Edward Island.
Exactly.
Because in our business, radio jocks tend to move around. They go where, you know, where they can find work. And it's been here, yeah, for 40 years.
And now, how actually did you end up on the radio?
Well, I've always wanted to be on the radio, right? As a kid, I used to listen to, and back when, you know, when I was a child, it was all AM radio stations. And I used to listen to a station in Buffalo called WKBW in the evening time. And because you live on the island surrounded by water, the signal... Oh,
the AM signal.
Yeah, it just goes, right? So I used to listen to the station. And that's when they had the big rock boss jocks, right? The guys that were loud. And it was, I'm like, oh, man, that is so cool. Mm. I want to do that, right? And then so I went to high school at Charlottetown Rural. Charlottetown Rural High School used to have, I don't know if they still have it or not, they used to have a little radio station set up where they would broadcast music into the cafeteria. And then I did that. And then when I left Charlottetown Rural, I didn't go to UPEI. I just worked at the UPEI radio station that used to be in the barn.
CIMN.
Yeah. And that would broadcast just on the campus of UPEI.
Yeah.
And then I started getting jobs. I worked Tradewinds as a disc jockey.
Mm.
And then I worked at Skate Country.
Of course.
Yeah. And it's so funny because I've been doing this for 40 years and I meet people and they say, hey, you're the guy that used to work at Skate Country. So I don't know if it says much about my radio career when they remind me of that or how big
Skate Country was. Says a lot about your days
at Skate Country. Yeah. So I did it. Yeah, I was working there and then somebody told me that Rick Green, a legendary broadcaster, Rick Green, was offering a radio course at CHTM when it was used to be on North River Road, when it used to be 1190. And so I applied for it. It was like, I don't know, $300 or something. And he taught radio. But basically, they used it so they could have people working overnight and not have to pay.
Oh, no, that was definitely the way that system was set up, for sure.
Yeah, so I took the course and worked there for a little bit, and then it just progressed from there. So it was, you know, I've always wanted to do it. And I'm so blessed and lucky that I was able to make a career out of something I love. And I've said this many times that I never feel like it's a job. And I love coming to work every single day and, you know, doing my stuff.
Yeah.
And some days are diamonds, some days are stones, but that's okay.
You know? He's celebrating his 40th year in broadcasting, and we are super pumped to have him as our Interesting Islander today, learning about Gerard Murphy. Peeling back the onion layers today.
Oh,
it's going to get better. Don't worry. It's going to get better.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Now with Kung Fu Action Grip.
Ocean 100 helps you stay plugged into your community. Listen weekday at 43 Babineau Avenue in Charlottetown. Wicker Emporium, redefining home decor one exquisite piece at a time. Ocean 100.
It is cloudy right now in downtown Charlottetown, although we will see a mix of sun and cloud today.
Come on, sun.
A high of 20. Tonight is clear with increasing cloudiness near midnight, a low of 10. And tomorrow, sunny with some cloud. Clouds moving in the morning, chance of showers in the afternoon, a high of 20. Right now, it is 10 degrees in Summerside. It's 9 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
And we did. We gave Gerard the old, do you want to do the weather? But you do not want to do that.
Like that.
That's part of your day. 10 to 12% of us share this trait, but it's about twice as high among Major League Baseball players. What is it? That's Darcy's trivia question for Robin's Donuts. We'll have that answer coming up here shortly. Celebration calendar is on the way as well for the Confederation Bridge, plus more with Murph.
First, when there's nothing but a slow glowing dream that you're feeling, I can have it all, I can really have it all, have it all.
That's Irene Cara and Flashdance, What a Feeling, Ocean 100. 7:53, school bus is out and about, and it's still pretty foggy right now, so mindful of the flashing lights. And most cars have the old lights that flip on themselves, but maybe just double check and make sure if you are driving through some of this heavier fog. But it is lifting in spots across the island, so we will eventually see lots of sunshine, which is just fantastic. Let's get this Friday going.
Woo!
Our interesting islander today is Gerard Murphy, 40 years.
40 years.
In radio.
Yeah, and I found out by accident that it was 40 years because I was going through some old recipes. And in the middle of, for whatever reason, in the middle of the stack of old recipes, there was a pension sheet that,
wow, that's where that's we keep them.
And I looked at it and said, date of hire. And I'm like, oh my goodness, it's coming up to, 40 years. And, it's amazing how quickly it's gone by.
So this entire time, and we'll do this one quick because we do have the celebration calendar coming up through this 40 years.
Yeah.
The technology must have changed like a million times.
Oh, yeah, because when I started, we used to play 45s. And
that's a record.
That's a record.
Just making sure people
for all the kids out there wondering what a 45 is. And
they don't know what records are either.
And there was three turntables in the studio, and you would only use two, but the third was just for backup. And you would have to cue the record up. He would take it out of gear in neutral. Seriously, cue it up. And then do like a quarter turn back and then put it back into 45 mode, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they would just sit there until you hit the button, like we still hit buttons now. But it's funny because times the odd time you would do a bit. When I say bit, I'm talking about a story that we read on the air. And you've got this great extra and then you're going to hit the song up. And it's like, oh, bah, 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 and hit the song up and nothing would happen because you still had it in neutral. right? So there would be dead air.
Or if you didn't turn back the record enough, then you would get the woo.
Yeah.
The wow off the top.
You'd hit the button and hear a whoop. Yeah. So it went from 45s to carts, which look exactly like 8-tracks. And then eventually went to digital. Now everything is digital.
Mm.
And back in those days, we would have to, and why they designed the studios this way, where do you have the studios on one end of the building and bathrooms on the other end of the building?
Oh, no.
Right. And especially when you did overnights or evenings and you had no one around to kind of sit and watch things, you would have to, hope you had a 4-minute song.
That's when you heard a lot of Hey Jude.
When you heard Stairway to Heaven or Bohemian Rhapsody, it was the guys in the bathroom.
Yeah, or someone's having a bit of trouble.
Or someone's People having can't a... unhear that. They're still going to think that now. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, indeed. Like, the song had to be 4 minutes, depending on what was going on.
Okay. And then if it was silence, she'd still in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, still in the bathroom.
That's a good spot to end that. Gerard Murphy's our interesting islander today, and we're chatting about his 40 years in radio, which is so fun. It's the celebration calendar today for our friends at the Confederation Bridge, and it's draw day, too. A couple of bridge passes going out. Isaiah Adams, a happy birthday from Daddy, Mummy, Theo, and Addie, 10th birthday today. Ellie Bruce from Millview, happy birthday from Devlin, Owen, Ada, Trigger, and Sally. Mike Campbell, happy 72nd from your wife, Pam, children, Jesse, Harris, and Sarah. granddaughter Stella and Lou. They love you, Mike. Have a great day. Susan Burke of St. Charles, happy birthday from your favorite in-laws. Greg Doyle in Charlottetown celebrating today. Wedding anniversary for Kellyanne and Leif Taylor in Searletown. 28th anniversary. That's from your son, Noah. Bernard McKenna is celebrating an 80th birthday today on the Blue Shank Road. That's from your wife, Marie. Have a great day, sir. And Drew O'Keefe celebrating a 7th birthday today off to West Royalty Elementary. That's from Cole, Maura, Mom, and Dad. Drew, have the best day, please.
Lydia Blanchard, 11 years old tomorrow. Love Squeak, Scout, Ruby, and Mom and Dad. Jaden Clough, birthday tomorrow, 22nd. Love from family and friends. And 14th birthday for Peyton Crozier in New Dominion.
Carrie Ann Champion Shoemaker, turning 7 in Stratford PEI. Hunter McKinnon in Oyster Bed Bridge, turning 14. Aaron McCluskey in Riverdale, happy birthday, 22 years. Drew O'Keefe in Charlottetown. Bobby McDonald, a very happy birthday from your wife, Mar. Joey the dog and Maggie the cat. And also Maggie in 10 Mile House, turning 76. Owen Power in Village Green, happy 22nd birthday. Colton and Haley Labolt McCarthy, a happy birthday today. Colton turns 18 and Haley turns 17. Love from Mom and Dad and your brother James. Tomorrow, Aaron McLean O'Coin in Amherst and Tara McKenna, happy birthday. That's tomorrow. Love Mom and Stepdad. Enjoy your day. Lots of love. And Tara is in Summerside turning 42.
Also want to add a happy 55th birthday to Ralph Leet. Love Sebastian, Bianca, and Maddie. And I also want to give away a couple of bridge passes right now. Congratulations to Faye Champion and Sheila McCauley. Yeah, congratulations. We will get your bridge passes in the mail for you. Congratulations. Happy birthday to all celebrating.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
It's in the afternoon and a high of 20. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott Chapman. Just after 8 a.m., which means it is time to tidy up Darcy's trivia for the day today. A wide variety of answers. 10 to 12% of us share this trait, but it's about twice as high among Major League Baseball players. What is it? I literally have had every possible guess under the sun, right? For everything from like having tattoos to level of self-confidence. I was looking for being left-handed. Mm-hmm. A lot of people did get it right, though.
Yes.
A lot of people
did. Some people confused habits with traits.
Okay, it's all good, though.
It's all good.
You know what? I have had some great conversations with people over text this morning, and feel free to keep that up, too. I love interacting via text in the mornings here. We should give away a $100 gift card from Robin's Donuts. It's going to Gladys Newman today. Congratulations, woo! Gladys. Congratulations. Had a correct answer this week, got in the draw, and now has a $100 Robbins gift card. Congratulations. Right. We'll have more with Gerard Murphy, our interesting Islander today, for Ken Mack Energy and Noonan Petroleum coming up next. And I have questions about skate country.
Excuse me, just want to pop in here and say this is the Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home.
As the go-go's, we got the beat, Ocean 100. It's 8:11. Good morning and welcome to your Friday and getting set for a weekend, baby. Let's go. It is Interesting Islander Friday 2, powered by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies. We have Gerard Murphy with us today, celebrating 40 years in the business. So what was year one? What year would that have been?
84, right?
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah. I mean, I could have done that math myself, but I decided to throw that back on you.
Wow.
Decided to throw that back on you.
What is 63 minus 14? Sorry, I'm just kidding.
So basically what I'm 49. Getting at here is, you've been doing this since some of these songs first came out.
Yeah, yeah.
So like you remember them when they were brand spanking new, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, even before I was in radio, I was playing these songs as being a disc jockey, right?
Right.
And it's been a riot. I love it. I remember starting out in the business and being scared and focused on the people listening. saying, I can't make a mistake. I can't make a mistake. And all these people listening. And then I had a conversation with a, because I've worked with some legendary broadcasters
right.
over the years.
Right.
And his advice to me was, and I won't give his name out, but his advice to me was just, you're just having a conversation. That's all you're doing. Right. And I remember, and I used to take pictures of Lorian and the kids and just when I was on the air, having a conversation with them.
Right.
And that made a big difference in my confidence and mm-hmm. getting past the, oh my goodness, people are listening. Because, you know, we have conversations with people that you bring in here for interesting honors. You're having a great conversation with them off microphone. And as soon as the microphone's on, they freak out. Because they, you know, they're thinking about everybody listening. And if you get past that and just focus on having a conversation with one person, because that's the key in the business and being successful is connecting to your listeners. And if you connect to just one, then you connect to all of them.
Yeah.
And right. another key has been community involvement.
Yeah.
And getting out in the community. And I mean,
oh man, I've done
40 years of emceeing different events, and
yeah, I've emceed. I've been a part of a lot of great fundraisers and benefits. The Mallory LeClaire fundraiser was one of them. It was a lot of fun,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, I've done some really interesting things, including racing elephants down Kent Street when the circus was in town.
Racing?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Are they fast?
Yeah. No, but they're very high, and they've got this spine that just hits places that it shouldn't hit.
I can't even imagine.
And they smell good too.
They smell good. Yeah, and it's like sitting on a brush, you know, hard brush.
Right. And on. So yeah, that probably won't ever happen again.
No, that's not. No, I couldn't even. Yeah, I couldn't even.
I don't even mean you. I mean in general. I think PETA would be all over.
There's no elephants.
You also raced horses.
I did, and I gotta tell the story. They had a media day at the CDP, and of course I was always the hands up. Yeah, sure, I'll do that. And because my dad was in harness racing as well, and JP Goody was part of this. It was a media mm-hmm. day. And we, without any experience, put us on a sulky, and we went around the track, and we raced. It was an afternoon race. And so I got behind my horse, and everything was fine. He was just trotting up behind the gate. And as soon as we heard go, my horse went, okay. And I pulled as hard as I could pull this horse back to stop it from running, and it just looked at me and said, yeah, whatever.
It knew.
And it went so fast, I had the fastest half of the afternoon at the track because I couldn't hold this horse back. And I'm like, this is it. This is it. It's over for me. and the horses beside, like right beside me, were like right on my shoulder, just snorting and breathing.
Cool. Being horses.
Cool. Oh, man.
No reversing.
It seems course, like a good thing to just throw someone into.
It gives you a real appreciation. Really
oh, but it was so much fun.
The athletes.
It was so much fun. And that's why when I look at the jockeys, I'm like, these guys are like, you know, 98 pounds soaking, wringing wet. How do they hold these horses back? But it's all the technique. But I was so scared, but it was so much fun. Okay. It was so much fun.
Right on. I mean, have you signed up to do it again?
No.
Okay.
No. I'll watch from the grandstand.
Interesting.
Yeah. I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Because obviously, over the span of your career, your voice, your connection, you've impacted so many Islanders during these years.
I hope so.
Including me as a listener and a friend. But I want to ask this because we have the chance, and I say it to the guys here all the time, I'm amazed at just what a privilege it is to have this job and to witness the kindness, the generosity of Islanders. But also we're being ourselves on air and we're talking about our own lives and there's things that we go through too.
Yeah.
Have there been moments during your career where that kindness, like that you have been in receipt of or that you've been impacted by listeners? Reaching out, supporting.
Yeah.
I'm sure you get recognized everywhere.
Well, sort of. I mean, we're more recognized by our voice than we are by our face, right? And
in some cases, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I know. We've all had a face radio. I mean, there were certain times in my life where I was going through some bad stuff. And that's the interesting part of this job where it doesn't matter how bad of a day you're having. When you're behind the microphone, it's a good day.
Yep.
Right. It has to be a good day because people are counting on you to cheer them up and to entertain them and to make their day. So we kind of have to leave everything at the studio door. And sometimes, you know, I went through some tough stuff, and it was tough those days to do that. But I, you know, that was my job. And I love what I keep on saying. I love what I do. I love this. I will do this until they get rid of me.
Okay. Wow. What an optimistic, fun way to look at
but
that,
but I mean,
Murph.
It's not like I'm out building walls where the body, it takes its toll on the body, where, you know, you can broadcast for till you're, you know, in your 80s and 90s,
right,
if you want
go.
To, right?
There you go. I look forward to working with you when you're 90.
Yeah, great. Just make sure that I get here.
I'm not guiding you to the bathroom ever at that age. I'm sorry. We'll have more with Jared
Murphy. The songs are going to have to be longer, I think.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Do not try this at home.
In the great journey of life, there can be challenges at almost every turn. But with
KJL, KJL needs that's a taste of quality.
KJL Select Meats.
Okay, looks like I'm doing the weather. I've never done this before. A mixture of sunshine and cloud with a high of 20 today. Could be a little cooler along the coast. Tonight, it's going to be clear. Some clouds rolling in after midnight, low of 10. Tomorrow, sunny starting out. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Good. Increasing cloud in the morning, chance of a shower in the afternoon, and a high near 20. It is 10. Summerside, 10 in Charlottetown. How'd I do?
You kind of mailed it in for someone that's been doing this for 40 years. That's all right.
I didn't want to overstep my boundaries.
You know what, though? What? We are getting so many text messages from people, from listeners that have been along for the Gerard Murphy ride from day one. This is pretty wild, buddy. Congrats, pal.
Thanks,
glad
brother.
To have you.
Thanks.
Ocean 100, U2, and Mysterious Ways. It is 8:26.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And a big shout out to everybody that's taken a bit of time to send us a text this morning and congratulate our friend Murph, Gerard Murphy, for 40 years in the broadcast business. 40 years in radio.
Crazy.
I know, it really is.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But like, you've done a lot of things. And I want to zero in on this really, really quickly.
Sure.
Because we kind of have a similar shared path getting into radio, yeah. Whereas we were DJs. I did the DJ thing at bars and different spots like that. Yeah. And you did skate country. And, you know, it just makes sense to kind of move from that into radio when music is such a big part. And like, was that always your aspiration to be in radio, or was it like...
Yeah, like I said, when I was a kid, I listened to the jocks on radio, and I thought what they were doing was magical. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to do it, right? And I think, like you said, the progression from being somebody who's playing records, not really speaking, and moving into radio, I think most jocks do that.
Yeah.
You know, and because they do love music, they do love being, you know, surrounded by music.
Yep.
and what music brings to people. And
yep.
And then we just kind of fill in between the music.
Yeah. It's kind of like what it does to the audience. Like as a DJ myself, I know that being able to pick the tunes and really control the mood of the room, you know, it still is pretty cool. Right.
Yeah.
And you know, if you take pride in it, you really, you know, want to do a good job. And
exactly.
It's very cool to be able to have everybody in the palm of your hand like that.
And the trick, like I said before about being, being a successful broadcaster is just to be yourself.
Mm.
Remember the movie Private Parts with
Howard Stern.
Stern. The moment he became himself, his career took off, right? And then he developed a style that really attracted a certain type of audience.
Yeah.
And now, you know, I don't know if you've ever watched Stern, but he's got to be one of the best interviewers because he's a great interviewer now.
He really is.
He kind of stepped away from the jock.
Shock jock,
and now he's a great interviewer, right? So he's progressed over the years, but it's been an amazing ride, and I'm very fortunate that people like listening to me, and I've never felt like I'm a successful radio guy. Never felt that way. I'm just doing my job. And, you know, people say, oh, it must be great being a celebrity. I've never considered myself a celebrity. I'm just someone who talks on the radio. And I love what I do. And but I've met some interesting people. I've done things that I would never have the opportunity to do in any other job.
You know, like who have you met?
Well, I've met Roger Moore when Roger Moore was here on PEI. He was the ambassador for UNICEF. He was here one year. I had a chance to meet with him.
007.
Interviewed George Wendt.
Hey, that's cool.
Interviewed him when he was
from
here.
Cheers.
Yeah, from Cheers when here. And I've met, you know, bands, Bon Jovi. Remember the first time I went over to Moncton to see them, and it was like a quick 5 seconds. They just walked by and didn't even look at us. But
cool. Awesome. What an experience.
And just by the way, John Bon Jovi is short. I just want to say that right now. Yeah. He came out and I'm like, wow. Okay. And
did you maybe mention that to him? Like I would understand why.
Well, no, I said hi to him and he kind of looked at me and kind of grunted and kept going.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, yeah, I guess so.
I got a fist bump from Brian Adams once.
Did you?
I did. Yeah.
And the time Scott remembers this, the time that we were out going out for an evening cruise. The staff was going out for an evening cruise and Gowan was in town. He was going to play at Myron's. And he walked by, and we were trying to convince him to come out on the cruise, and we'd get him back in time for a show, but he never...
He didn't trust us.
Might have been a bit risky. I could see his hesitation.
I don't know why he didn't go for it.
Huh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, he didn't go for it.
Interesting.
But, yeah, there's a like musicians and every, you know, in every genre of music, and I've met so many nice people, and Jill and I were talking about how people would approach us and mention things that we talk about on the air, which
right.
it's a nice feeling, yeah, that you know that somebody's listening.
I have one more question.
Sure.
Just because I can see the dynamic here in like within our workplace. I do really feel like it's a family. And you've said that to me before.
Yep.
You've worked with so many people. Does it just stay like that? Like they're always kind of part of your family. You stay connected to folks over the years.
Yeah, we try to as much as we can. Last year we had a bit of a backyard campfire at my place and got some of the old radio jocks together. And
was that the one that I was going to go
to? You were supposed to
go. I actually organized that and then fell asleep and didn't go.
Never made it. And it's great when we got together there last week to celebrate John Eden's 60th birthday. John was a news director years ago. And it's great when the jocks get together and we tell stories, and because each one of us have a story that we remember that most of us have forgotten about.
Right.
And it just brings back some great memories. And I've just been very fortunate to work with some incredible people over the years, some legendary broadcasters, and we all got along so well. I mean, we had our days, you know, like
we all
like,
have days.
Yeah. Just like families. Right. But, I don't know. It just, I find it very unique here on PEI and, that we all get along. I mean, I've heard stories from other employees that have been to other stations and saying that, you know, Charlottetown is just such a special market. And I, you know, Scott and I worked together for a long, long time.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I'm almost 35 years and I remember I came here when I was 22 and a lot of people welcomed me, but maybe none more than Gerard Murphy and his family. Gerard and I spent
used to come over to all the time.
A lot of nights together watching movies and rentals, VHS rentals, and playing video games and stuff.
Super.
And,
yeah, you know, I always feel you got choices in life. You can either be a nice person or you can be a rotten person. Why would you choose to be a rotten person? Just be nice.
Well, I think that you've always chosen, or just who you are, to be nice. And Islanders are very fortunate that
I'm
you made that choice and that they get to hear you. And as your coworker, a relatively new coworker, I feel the same. I'm lucky to work with you. So,
I'm the fortunate one that people want to listen to me and tune in every day. And I really do appreciate each and every one, you know, every person that listens. So I appreciate it. It's very special to me.
Still getting tons of messages over here,
and
man.
And what am I going to do when I retire? I'm going to enter radio contests.
Oh, finally, for the first time in 40 years,
I was going to ask you what you were going to do when you retire. Basically said in our last break that you were going to work until you got kicked out of here.
Well,
so I was like, maybe he doesn't plan to retire ever. Well,
when I retire, I'm going to call in and enter radio contest. I want to take a stab at the whole makeover takeover.
Okay, sounds good to me. You know, the other thing about radio people, they're long-winded sometimes, too.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Please listen responsibly.
This is Grace in the Ocean 100 Summer Fun Cruiser with Sandspit celebrating.